We're going to learn together from Likutei Sichos Chelek Yud Beis, the second sicha in Parshas Vayikra, Vayikra Beis. The sicha that's printed here is taken from a Fabrengen of the Rebbe on Vav Tishrei Tovshin Lamed. Vav Tishrei Tovshin Lamed was the fifth yahrzeit of the Rebbe's mother, Rebbe Tzanchana Aleha Hashalom, who passed 5 years before that on Vav Tishrei Tovshin Chafei, and it was in her honor that the Rebbe made this Fabrengen and started the Fabrengen with a hadron, with a siyum on Masechta Menachos. Actually, before giving the siyum itself, the Rebbe gave many reasons for why he chose this particular Masechta to make the hadron on at that point, at the Fabrengen of Vav Tishrei. The Rebbe said that it was behemshech to the siyum that he had given a month and a half before that, on Chof Av, in honor of the yahrzeit of his father, where in Chof Av the Rebbe made a hadron and a siyum on Masechta Zvachim. So the next Masechta is, of course, Masechta Menachos. The Rebbe said that since at the end of Masechta Menachos, it's discussed about the inyan of kavona, a person's kavona l'shem shemayim. Therefore, it's connected bedavka to the Asura Yomim Aser Simei Tshuva, in which the Fabrengen was taking place on Vav Tishrei. Interestingly, the Rebbe also pointed out that Masechta Menachos has a special shaychus, a special connection to his mother, because his mother's name was Chana. Although I don't believe the Rebbe actually said his mother's name at the Fabrengen, but he made it clear that that's what he was referring to. The name Chana, the letters of the name can be found in the name of the Masechta, Masechta Menachos. B'meila, the Rebbe chose this Masechta to make a Hadron and a Siyum. It's the first Sicha of the Fabrengen. The Rebbe spoke for a long time on this Hadron, for over an hour. Gave the Sicha with a Chayas and with a Shturim, Kedarke Bakoidush V'chulu. The inyonim are very deep. It's a sicha where the oiris are merubim and the kelim are mawatim, and a lot of horavanya is necessary and needed to understand poshet what is in many cases even the pshat of the sicha. Because the sicha is long and the inyonim are deep and nuanced, and there are many chidushim here, especially at the end of the sicha where there is l'chayra a tremendous chidush in the whole concept of dira b'tachtoinim. We're going to divide the recordings into three parts. The first part is going to be the first five sifim of the sicha, just to explain the pshat. The second shir will be from Ois Vav through Ois Tes, the second half of the sicha, once again, just to explain akoponim bekitzer, the pshat of the sicha. And then, in Mirtz Hashem, a third shir in which, be'ezras Hashem, I will go at greater depth into a chidush of the Rebbe at the end of the sicha. In this particular sicha, in the inyan of Dira B'tachtoinim, which is a chiddush gadol and a chiddush klali b'yoser. All right, let's begin and go straight into it. We are holding Menachos Daf Kuf Yud, the last few lines of the Masechta, and there is here a Mishnah and a few lines of Gemara. The Mishnah says, Ne'mar be'oilas behemo ishe reach nichayach, ube'oilas ha'oif ishe reach nichayach, ube'mincha ishe reach nichayach. The term ishereach nichayach with regard to karbonis that is used, excuse me, I forgot to say that the reason why this sicha is printed here in Parshas Vayikra, even though the Rebbe said it on Vav Tishrei, is because the sicha, the end of Masechta Menachos, speaks about inyonim klolim which are nageya to karbonis. Karbonis, of course, is the theme of the whole Parsha Vayikra, and in fact the theme of the whole Chumash Vayikra. And in these last few lines of Masechta Menachos, there are inyonim chidushim here, which the Gemara is machadish, especially when you understand them through the eyes of the Sicha, based on Chassidus, which are nageya to our whole understanding, reframing our entire understanding of the concept of karbonis. And so, for this reason, it is printed here in as a Sicha in Parshas Vayikra. And the Mishnah at the end of Masechta Menachos, a few lines before the end, points out that the term used with regard to karbonis, ishe reach nichoyach, that the sacrifice is a reach nichoyach, is a sweet aroma, is used by three types of karbonis. Oilas behema, a behema which is burned completely to Hashem. Oilas oif, a bird which is an oila which is burned completely to Hashem. And a mincha. The same term is used, even though there are three very different types of karbonis. Loi malachos, says the Mishnah, this teaches you, echod hamarbe ve'echod hamamit, that in that sense there's no difference between a large carbon and a small carbon. The Torah uses the same expression by all three. The only thing that is important is the kavana. And if a person is mechaven libo l'shamayim, then doesn't make a difference whether he offers a big carbon or a small carbon, an oilas behema, an oilas sa'if, or even a mincha. On this is the end of the Mishnah. On this, the Gemara says, Omar abzeira, maikra. Which pasuk do we learn this from? In other words, which pasuk do we learn that whether you bring a large carbon or whether you bring a small carbon, either way, the carbon is the same as long as you're mechaven libo l'shamayim. And the Gemara brings for this two pasukim. One pasuk Rab Zeira himself brings, where it says, "Mesuka shnasa oivid imaat v'imharbe yoichal," which the Gemara, which Rab Zeira teaches to mean that the oivid, the person who brings the carbon, his sleep is sweet. Whether he brought a big carbon or whether he brought a small carbon, either way he can sleep, can ashlof and gesundheit, because either way yoichal, he will eat the schar. Again, showing us that it doesn't matter the size of the carbon, as long as his kavanah is l'shem shemayim, mesuka shnasoivet, his sleep is sweet and geshmak, whether the carbon is large or small. Rav Ada bar Ava, says the Gemara, brings a different pasuk, again to bring out the same point. They're arguing in the pasukim, but they're giving different pasukim, but they're not arguing in the point in the din. The din is echad amar bev echad amabit. It's the same. Bilvad sheichav in liber l'shamayim. Rav Ada bar Ava says we learn it from a different pasuk. Birvois hatoiva rabu oichleho uma kishroin libo oleho, which the Meforshim explain means, even if a person brings a larger carbon, birvois atoiva, even if there's a bigger carbon, rabu eichleho, the only difference is that there will be more koyanim who will eat from the carbon. That's the only difference. A small carbon, less koyanim will eat, and a big carbon, more koyanim will eat. Uma kishin libaleho, what addition is there? What mile is there libaleho for the Eibashter if you bring a bigger carbon? Nothing. Because the only difference is that more koyanim will eat from it. Ubemela, again, from the Eibeshter's perspective, birvois hatoiva rabu eichleho, there's no difference between a big carbon and a small carbon. The only difference is that the more kohanim will eat if it's a bigger carbon. Ubemela, as far as the Eibeshter is concerned, it's the same. Bilvachi chavan liber lashamayim, echad amarbe vechad amamit, are both the same. And then the Gemara brings the following brisa. Tanya says the Gemara, Omer Rab Shimon ben Azai. Rab Shimon ben Azai, the end of Masechta Benochas, taught three chidushim in the inyan of Karbonis. Number one, Rav Shimon ben Azai said, Boyu re'ei, that in Parshas HaKarbonis, the Torah does not use, with regard to Hashem, not the Shem Kael, and not Shem Elekim, and it only uses Shem Havaya. Why? Says Rav Shimon ben Azai, Sheloi litein pischoin peh lebaldin lachloik. In order not to give a pischen peh, an opening for a baldin, for a person who wants to argue, to come and be choylik. Rashi explains, what does this mean? If the Torah would use different names for Hashem in different parshas of Karbonis, then those who say reshuyos harbehein, those who say, Rachmona litzlan, there are many reshuyos, there are many powers that control the world, so, and the different names reflect different reshuyas, different powers that are in control. So the Baldin, if the Torah would have used different names for Karbonis, so the Baldin would come along and say, each reshuyas, each power instructed us to give a different type of Karbon. Shem Kael said give this, Shem Melekim said give that, v'cholo v'cholo. But Mele, in order not to give a Baldin, somebody wants to argue, room to make a fuss out of this, the Torah levels the playing field and says, by all of the Karbonis, only Shem Hashem. That's the first thing Rav Shimon ben Azai teaches. The second thing Rav Shimon ben Azai teaches is, look, says Rav Shimon ben Azai, whether you bring a large Karbon or whether you bring a small Karbon, whether you bring a Shor Hagas, a heavy, a thick ox, or whether you bring an Oif Hadak, or whether you bring a small and minuscule bird, or even if you just bring a Mincha, by all of them it says, Ishe Reich Nechayach. Loimar Locha, to teach you that whether you bring a big carbon or whether you bring a small carbon, either way it's the same. Ubilvad sheyichavin liboy l'shamayim, as long as your kavana is for the sake of Shemayim, is for the sake of Hashem. And then the third thing Rav Shimon ben Azai teaches, which really jumps out as the most difficult to understand, Rav Shimon ben Azai says, v'shem otoimar l'achilahu tzorich. A person may be tempted to think that the purpose of these karbonis is to feed Hashem. V'shem atomer, if you'll think, lachilu utzarech, that the Eibishter gets hungry, and he needs to eat, and the purpose of these karbonis is in order to feed Hashem. Talmud loimar, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai quotes a pasuk, which disproves this notion. This pasuk is from Tehillim, capital Nun. Im erav loy oimar loch, Hashem says, if I'm hungry, I will not tell you that I am hungry. Kilite v'lomaloya, because I have the whole world belongs to me, and everything that is inside it. V'nemar kilikol chay seyoar behemis b'harei olef, I have all the chayas of the forest, and animals, behemis, and thousands of mountains. And therefore Hashem says, even if I get hungry, I'm not going to tell you, I don't need you to feed me, because I have the whole world and everything that's inside it. An unlimited amount of chayas and behemis. And so therefore the purpose of karbonis cannot be to feed Hashem. Hashem doesn't need our karbonis in order for us to feed him. Rather, concludes Reb Shimon ben Azai and Masechta Menachos, Loilir tzoyni atem zoyfchim, you're not offering up the karbonis, says Hashem, for me. You're offering it up for your own sake. Shenemar, lir tzoynchem tizbachu. For your own sake, you're offering up these karbonis. This is what's written here in the Gemara. The Rebbe goes through every line and every word, asks tens of questions and makes tens of diukim, explains it all, explains every diuk, explains what each line adds to the line before that. It is not possible to go through all of the diukim and all of the questions. I'm going to quote, bring down here only the main questions of the sicha. Question number one, the Rebbe asks, what is the question of the Gemara Maikro? What is the Gemara asking? After the Mishnah says, whether you bring a large carbon or whether you bring a small carbon, they're the same. The Gemara says, Maikro, what's the pasuk? What kind of question is the Gemara asking Maikro? The Mishnah itself is based on a Kro. The Mishnah itself is based on a pasuk. The Mishnah based its whole din. It began even with those words. Ne'mar ba'oilas behemo isher reach nechoyach. That it says ba'oilas behemo isher, and it says ba'oilam isher reach nechoyach. And from this pasuk we learn that whether it's a big carbon or whether it's a small carbon, either way it's the same. So what do you mean Maikro? The Kro is isher reach nechoyach. So what kind of question is the Gemara asking Maikro? And the Gemara proceeds to give two different psukim. Mesukash nasa oiva, then bervois atoiva. So why is the Gemara even asking for psukim when the Mishnah itself is based on a pasuk? Why is the Gemara providing two different psukim other than the ones mentioned in the Mishnah? All to prove the same point, that a large carbon and a small carbon are the same as long as your kavanah is l'shem shemayim. And what is the Gemara looking for here? And if for whatever reason the Gemara is not happy with the pasuk the Mishnah brought, and therefore brings different psukim because the pasuk that the Mishnah quotes is not sufficient, then why didn't the Mishnah quote the psukim that the Gemara brings? The Mishnah quotes one pasuk, the Gemara asks for a pasuk, and then brings two other psukim. This doesn't seem to make sense at all. Another question with regard to the first teaching of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, that the reason why the Torah by Korbanos uses the name Shem Havaya and not other names is because if there were other names being used, and Chas v'Shalom and Oyved Avodah Zorah, a person who doesn't believe that Hashem is in control of the world will say that different deities, different powers commanded us to bring different Korbanos. The Gemara, the Braiser, refers to this person with the term Baal Din. Says the Rebbe, Baal Din means a person who has some validity to his argument. Baal Din is an expression that you use when a person is saying something with validity that needs to be debated. Their arguments have some power in the sense that it calls us to Din to debate him. But in this case, if a person says Rishuya is Harbehein, that there are different deities who are in control of the world, we're talking about an Oved Avodah Zorah, we're talking about a Kofer Bachtus Havaya. So why would such a person be referred to as a Baal Din? Number three, the second point in Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is Braisa. Echad amar bevechad amamit v'lvad shichav en libo l'shemayim seems to be saying exactly the same thing the Mishnah said, without the psukim. So what is Rabbi Shimon ben Azai being adding here in his second point that the Mishnah didn't already say, that the size of the korban is irrelevant as long as the person's kavon is l'shem shemayim? And then, of course, with regard to the last point of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, this is poshet hair-raising. We hear Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says, "V'shem otaymar lachilo hutzarech," that a person may be tempted to think that the purpose of the karbonis is to feed Hashem who gets hungry and needs to eat. Frekta Rebbe, what in heaven's name kind of a havamina, what in heaven's name kind of a kasalka daitoch is that? That a person would think that Hashem actually needs to eat? I mean, who would ever think such a thing? And if for whatever reason there is such a havamina, there is such a kasalka daitoch, then why do we wake up at the end of Masechta Menachos after two Masechtas of talking about Karbonis and hundreds and thousands of dinim, at the end of the second Masechta we wake up and say, oh, by the way, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't need you to provide him with breakfast and lunch. If there is such a havamina that needs to be dealt with, it needs to be dealt with from the beginning. And finally, the greatest question of them all is the psukim that Rabbi Shimon ben Azai quotes to disprove the notion that Hashem doesn't need to be fed. Not only do they not seem to disprove it, but they actually seem to make it worse. With the psukim that Rabbi Shimon ben Azai quotes at the end, Hashem says, "Im erav," Hashem says, if I am hungry, loy oimar loch, I'm not going to tell you, ki li tevelum loya, because the whole world and everything inside it belongs to me. And then the Gemara quotes, ki li kol chai seyoar, all the chayas of the forest are mine, behemois baharei olaf. So actually, says the Rebbe, if you think about what the Pesukim are actually saying, is not that Hashem doesn't get hungry, but Hashem does get hungry. And not that Hashem doesn't eat, but actually that Hashem does eat. It's just that the Pesuk is saying, Hashem says, if I get hungry and if I need to eat, I'm not going to tell you because I don't need you to provide me with food. I have enough food on my own. And so the purpose of Karbonis is not for you to feed me, but not because I don't need to eat, but rather because I don't need you to feed me, I have enough food on my own. Which actually, this becomes the greatest question of them all. So what are we actually saying here? That Hashem does get hungry and that Hashem does eat? And the only notion we're trying to dispel here is that Hashem doesn't need the Yidden to feed him because he has enough food on his own? This is preposterous and ridiculous. The concept of hunger is not Shayach Lamayla, and the concept of eating is not Shayach Lamayla. It seems like the Gemara should conclude, if it's even necessary to address this, the Gemara should just say Hashem is not physical, Hashem is spiritual. Spiritual things don't need steaks, and they don't need loaves of bread, and they don't need chicken and birds to eat, and finished. Not only is that not what Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says, but actually he seems to be saying the exact opposite. He seems to be saying that the Rabbeinu Shalom does get hungry. And he quotes it from a pasuk. Im erav loy oy maloch. Hashem says, if I get hungry, I'm not going to tell you, B'nai Yisrael, that I'm hungry. Ki li tevelum loya behemos baharei olaf. Hashem says, I have enough food without you, and I don't need you to provide me with food. It seems the conclusion of the Masechta is that Hashem does get hungry and does eat. And just Hashem wants us to know that he doesn't need us to feed him, he can take care of himself. Which again is obviously a ridiculous notion to accept on face value. What does this even mean? The Rebbe asks. In order to resolve all these questions, the Rebbe says, we have to take a step back and analyze b'chlal, the general concept of karbonis. With the general concept of karbonis involves a person offering up a karbon to Hashem, and Hashem accepts the person's korban. And here the Rebbe says, off the bat, you have two general inyonim, two general functions, two general parts to the function of a korban. Number one, there is the person who is offering up the korban. Number one, there is the person, the milamata lamailo, the person who is taking a step closer to Hashem. And number two, there is the korban, the way the korban is received, the way the korban is accepted, the way the korban is niskabel by Hashem, the way this is l'mailo. So a korban, there is the korban, there is the perspective, there is the understanding of the korban, the way it takes place in the realm, in the world of the person who is being makriv the korban. And then there is the perspective and the understanding on the concept of korban, the way the korban is being received, the way it's being niskabel l'mailo by the Eibashter. And in this, the Rebbe says, the Mishnah and the Gemara are talking about two different aspects of a korban. Because when the Mishnah says, Echad amarbe ve'echad amamit, ubilvad she'ichaven libo l'shamayim, that there's no difference between a large korban and a small korban, as long as the person's kavon is l'shem shemayim, the Mishnah specifically is talking about the way this korban is received l'mayla by Hashem. The way it is a nachas ruach l'fonai, the way it accomplishes a kapora, the way this korban is received l'mailo, about this the Mishnah says echad amarbev echad amamit. There's no difference between a large korban and a small korban. The proof that the Mishnah provides that both a large carbon and a small carbon are received the same way in the world, in Lamailo by Hashem, the proof that the Mishnah brings for this is from the Pasuk Ishereach Nichoyach, which again is talking about the way the carbon is received by Hashem. And the Mishnah says, Ne'amar ba'olas behemo Ishereach Nichoyach, uba'olas oif Ishereach Nichoyach, uba'mincha Ishereach Nichoyach. By all three, with regard to the way these karbonos are received by Hashem, by all three of them it says Ishereach Nichoyach. From here you learn that Hashem accepts the carbon in the same way, whether it's a large carbon or whether it's a small carbon. That is the end of the Mishnah. Kumtz again the Gemara, comes the Gemara, Omer Rab Zeira, Maikro. Rab Zeira asks, from what is the Pasuk? What is he talking about? What kind of Pasuk are we looking for? What about, says Rab Zeira, where is there a Pasuk to teach me that in the world of the makriv es hakorban, that in the world of the person who offers up the korban, in terms of his connection to Hashem, in terms of what the korban accomplishes in his world, the makriv hakorban, how do we know in the world of the makriv that a korban, a large korban and a small korban are the same? And don't tell me that we learned this from Ishereach Nichoyach, the Pasuk of the Mishnah. I cannot learn it from the Pasuk in the Mishnah, because the Pasuk in the Mishnah is talking about Ishereach Nichoyach, the way a korban is Niskava L'mailo. And so, even though we have the Mishnah Ishereach Nichoyach, we still need Psukim to teach us that in the world of the Makriv es HaKorban, the korbanos are the same, whether it's a large korban or whether it's a small korban. The Mishnah explains the Rebbe doesn't speak this out, because the Gemara doesn't speak this out, because the Gemara takes it for granted that since the most important part of a korban is the kavana l'shem shemayim, so obviously whether he brings a big korban or whether he brings a small korban, either way it's the same, because the kavana is the same, and even in the world of the makriv es hakorban, the kavana is the most important part. But the question does remain, maikra, from which pasuk do we see that in the world of the makriv es hakorban, there's no difference between a large korban and a small korban? For this, the Gemara brings two other pasukim. The first pasuk is, Rab Zeira himself brings, Mesuka shnas ha'oivid, ima'at imharbe yoichal. That the person who brings the korban, called the oivid, his sleep is sweet, whether he brought a large korban or whether he brought a small korban, because either way, yoichal, he's going to have the schar. This pasuk is relevant to the question of the Gemara, because now we're not talking about the way the korban is niskabel l'mailo ishereach nichayach, we're talking about the oivid, the person who brings the korban. And we're saying that his sleep is sweet, mesukah shnasoi, because whether he brought a large korban or whether he brought a small korban, because either way, he'll get the schar. And then the Gemara brings a second pasuk, Rav Ada bar Ava, birvois ha-toivo rabu oichleho u'ma yisrin lebo'oleho, says the Rebbe, we have to teach Ma Yisran Liboleho means what maila is there, Laba'ilim, for the person who brought the korban, whether he brings a large korban or whether he brings a small korban, Birvois HaToiva, either way, Rabu Eichleho, it's the same, Ma Yisran Liboleho. In Aura 21, the Rebbe adds a very geschmacka point, which is that these two psukim, Mesuka Shnas Oivet, Ima'atim Harbe Yoichal, and Birvois HaToiva, Rabu Eichleho, emphasize two sides of the same coin, but from two opposite perspectives. Mesuka Shnasa Oivid, the first pasuk highlights that even if you bring a small carbon, you can sleep just as well as somebody who brought a large carbon, because you'll get the same schar. So the first pasuk emphasizes that even a small carbon is sufficient. The second pasuk, Birvois HaToivo Rabu Eichleho, emphasizes the other side of the same point, that there is no maila in bringing bedavka, a large korban, because even Birvois HaToivo, even if you bring a large korban, the only difference is that more people will eat from it. But as far as the person who brought it is concerned, there's no difference. But again, the purpose of both of these pasukim is to highlight that in the world of the makriv es hakorban, in terms of his connection to Hashem, there's also no difference between a large korban and a small korban. Ubelvad sheyichav en liboy lashamayim. This answers the first question of why the Gemara seeks additional pasukim other than the ones mentioned in the Mishnah, because the pasukim are being sought after to bring out a different point. And then comes Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, the Rebbe explains, is moisif, and oimek is moisif, a depth and a chidush, in both of these two points. sigh in the way, in the point, in the way the korban is understood from the perspective of the Eibishter. Sigh in the world of the korban being accepted as an ishereach nichayach, and sigh in the world of the person who is bringing the korban. In both of these parts, which we're now discussing, in both of these aspects of the korban, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is moisif oimek and chidush in both of these worlds. And it starts with the first point of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, which is that in all korbanos the same name of Hashem is used. Quote, Shaloi litain pischoin peh lebal din lachloik. In order not to give an opening for a person who wants to argue and come and say, as Rashi says, shtei rashuyos sein. So the Rebbe explains that, of course, we're not talking over here about an oved avodah zarah. We're not talking over here about a person who denies the unity of Hashem. Rather, we're talking about a person who believes in Hashem Echad, and there is only one Hashem, and Hashem controls everything. But this person also learns Torah. And in Torah there are different names that are given for Hashem. And all of these different names represent different midas. There's a midas hacheser, there's a midas hagvura, v'chulu v'chulu. Ubemeila, the person understands that every midah represents a different character trait in Hashem. So just like lahavdil, a person will have within themselves different character traits, doesn't make them different people, it's the same person with different aspects. So this Baal Din is going to come lachloik and, so to speak, be machalik within Elokus itself, within the Eibishter himself, and say that each midah is a separate midah, each function is a separate inyan. And the Eibishter, so to speak, is comprised of different parts, Shem Keil, Shem Elokim, Midas HaChesed, Midas HaGvura, v'chulu v'chulu. Of course, this is not true. And the Eibishter is, in the Lashon of Chassidus, Achdus Pshuta, complete unity. And there are no different parts. The Eibishter is beyond all of that. But since the Torah does, in general, use different names with regard to different mitzvahs, so there is room for the Baal Din to lachloik, to divide within the Lakus and say that there are different aspects within the Lakus and different character traits. In order to combat this mistaken notion, the Eibishter and the Torah gave us Parshas HaKorbanos. In Parshas HaKorbanos, only the name of Hashem, only the name of Havaya is used. Shem Havaya, which is described in Chassidus as Shem and Kabbalah, as Shem HaMefoirash and Shem HaEtzem. The mitzvah of Korbanos only has the Shem Havaya, because the mitzvah of Korbanos reaches higher than all other mitzvahs. It reaches all the way ad l'shem havayah. And so therefore only this shem of Hashem is used in describing in any and all of the mitzvahs of Korbanos. And from Korbanos itself we learn that the same is true with all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, even though the other mitzvahs of the Torah do use other names of Hashem. But from Korbanos we learn that really all mitzvahs, just like Korbanos, reach the Shem Havaya, reach the Shem Ha'etzem and the Shem HaMefoirash. And the reason why by other mitzvahs, other names of Hashem are used is, quote, Lefi Maisav Ani Nikra. Sometimes Hashem, other names are used from Hashem, Lefi Maisav, because of what it is, particular activity that he is involved with at that time. And so therefore other names are used. But in the mitzvah of Korbanos, where the Korbanos reach all the way to Shem Havaya, therefore, only Shem Havaya is used, and from here, Taka, we know that all mitzvahs also, from Korbanos, Taka, we know that all mitzvahs really reach the Hashem himself, and the other names of Hashem that are used are just in a superficial level of impression that appears that way. But really, the Eibishter is Achdus Pshuta. I'm going to add one small point over here, which I think is the Pshat and the Sicha, but Akoponim, it doesn't say this Mefurash. L'chayra, what we accomplish, what we achieve through this, is a new understanding in the idea of Echad HaMarbav Echad HaMamit, Ubilvad Sheyichavan Libui L'Shamayim. The idea that both a large korban and a small korban is received by Hashem, it says by all of them, Ishereach Nechoyach, is received by Hashem in the same way, is understood based on this teaching of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai on a new level. Why are all korbanos received the same way by Hashem? Because all korbanos touch the Shem Havaya, which is the Shem Ho'etzem, excuse me, and the Shem HaMefoirash. And that level, it's taka beyond his chalkus. B'meila, just like it's beyond his chalkus by the Eibishter himself, so too it's beyond his chalkus with regard to the size of the korban. Doesn't matter. Echad, this is l'chayra what Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is being moisif. This is l'chayr pshat in the sicha, that echod hamarbe ve'echod hamamit is the same, because when you touch the shem havaya, the shem ha'etzem, and the shem ha'mefoyrish, you touch a level which is beyond his chalkos. Al kaponim, this is the way I understand the pshat that's written in pshat of what's written in the sicha. And then Rabbi Shimon ben Azai adds, that the same is true with regard to the person. That just like we say by the Eibishtar, that the korban reaches all the way to Shema Vaya, Shema Etzem, and Shema Mefoirash, which is a level beyond Ischalkus, so too we say the same by the person. That just like the Gemara added to the Mishnah, that the idea of Echad Amar Bevechad Amamid is not just in the world of Hashem, who receives the korban, but it's also true in the world of the person, in the world of the Yid, who brings the korban. So now that Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is saying that the reason for that is because the carbon touches, the carbon reaches a level in which there's no room for the bal din lachloik. There's no room for the bal, there's no, not even an impression for the bal din to argue that there's a schalkos over here. Because it touches achtos pshuta, it touches shem havaya. The same is true as Rabbi Shimon ben Azai in the world of the person who brings the carbon. That in his world, the makriv is a carbon. The korban touches such a deep level in his neshama that whether he brings a shayr hagas, or whether he brings an oif hadak, whether he seems to be bringing something which in his world is something big, or whether he's bringing something which in his world seems something small, either way, echad amar bevechad amamit, it's the same thing. Ubilvad sheyichav en libo lashemayim, if he'll have kavana during the korban, the kavana will touch a level in his neshama, will reach a madrega in his neshama, which is so deep that in him it also goes beyond his chalkus. Just like Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says, just like lamay lebat Eibishter, the carbon reaches a level beyond his chalkus, so too within the person in his neshama, the carbon reaches a level in him which is beyond his chalkus. Ubameila, that's the reason, bepnimiyas ha'inyanim, why for the person who brings the carbon as well, there's no difference between a large carbon and a small carbon. Echad amar ve'echad amabit, the carbon is the same. Ubilvad sheyichav en libo lashamayim, through which he'll have this concept of carbonus. Al kaponim, this brings us to the conclusion of Ois Hey, where we have explained that the idea of echad amar ve'echad amabit, that a large carbon and a small carbon are the same, is true in two levels. The Mishnah highlights that it's true in the world of Hashem. The Gemara highlights that it's true in the world of the person. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is moisif in both of these parts, sai with regard to Hashem and sai with regard to the person, that the reason why the size of the korban doesn't matter is because loy nemar, doesn't say bar korbanos, loy shem keil, v'loy shem elikim, it doesn't say any name of Hashem that would leave room for a baldin to be choylik and say, we're talking about different madregas here. It says by all of them, Shema Vaya, which means that korbanos touches and reaches Shema Etzem and Shema Mefoirosh, a level in the Eibishter, which is beyond all his chalkos. And Adarabba, from korbanos we learn that the same is true by all other mitzvahs. And just like it is so, explains Rabbi Shimon ben Azai with regard to Hashem, so it is true with regard to a person that the karbonus reaches within the yid, even within the person who brings the karbon, a level in his neshama which is deeper than his chalkus. And so because of that, sai lemailo and sai lemato, karbon connects a yid and Hashem on a level where there's no hischalkus by Hashem and no hischalkus by a yid. And from this you see the tifkait, the greatness of the concept of a karbon and what it accomplishes in the unity, in the level of connection between a yid and Hashem. End of part 1.